This piece was brought to you by the Heritage Meat Shop, heritagemeatshop.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Rio de Janeiro. In Rio, Brazil's history is spread out like a banquet, and I can only imagine the frenzied madness that will be produced in one of my favorite cities in the world when the girl from Ipanema and all of her kith and kin welcome the world to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for the biennial frenzy that is the World Cup. The opening of the country in the mid-19th and 20th centuries led to new waves of immigration, which added to the already expanding Brazilian menu. Each group brought its own dishes, and soon stroganoff and sushi, goulash and risotto could all be found on the menus that are indeed Brazilian. In Rio, restaurants abound. Some, like Tacacá do Norte, serve the eponymous dish from the Amazon region that features manioc, dried shrimp, and mouth-numbing yambu leaves. Others, the traditional churrascaria, featuring some of the world's most toothsome beef. Some may be familiar with Fogo de Chão from its U.S. outposts, but there's nothing like having a churrasco in Rio, complete with a Brahma beer, estupidamente gelado, stupidly cold, as they say in Brazil. Then, there's truly upscale dining like the newly opened Mi, Chinese-American chef Ken Hom's latest restaurant, located poolside at the newly refurbished Copacabana Palace Hotel on the legendary beach. Mi means beauty in Korean, and the menu is pan-Asian, with items from Malaysia, Vietnam, China, Japan, Singapore, as well as Thailand, where Hom currently has a home. There are perhaps no more emblematic restaurants in Rio than those that line the Avenida Atlantico and overlook the beaches, with names that have inspired legends, Copacabana, Leblon, Ipanema, and more. Perhaps the meal most typical of Rio is the Saturday feijoada, for it is a meal that expresses both the city's basic meat and potatoes attitude toward food and celebrates its many beaches at the same time. From Copacabana to Leblon and beyond, the Rio shore is lined with hotels and restaurants with ocean views. While these restaurants are pleasant enough on any given day of the week, they truly come to life on Saturday when the cariocas, natives of Rio, celebrate their love for food, flesh, and the beach. The restaurants fill at lunchtime, and reservations are sometimes necessary in order to secure a good seat by a window. The same beachside restaurants, though, are transformed and frequently serve, in the evenings, buffets where fish and shellfish are the drawing cards. The food of Rio is extraordinary.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.